Last year, a new Washington state law put a limit on campaign contributions in school board races. This year, one Seattle candidate is on track to get more financial support than any school board candidate in state history. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld looks at how that's possible in the second of two stories about the District 4 race between Suzanne Dale Esty and Sue Peters.
A fundamental conflict in public education today is whether a wealthy few have too much influence on education policy, or whether they fund critical education reforms that help struggling students. Seattle real estate developer Matt Griffin says he believes those with means should put them toward public schools. Griffin says although he doesn't have children in the district, he considers Seattle public schools the Achilles heel in a city of well-educated people.
Well, I'm a believer that in order to get a great superintendent to work in the Seattle schools and to give them a fair chance of success, we need a professionally managed board. My belief is that Stephon Blanford and Susan Del Este will add to that level of professionalism.
The new state law for school board campaign donations meant that this year, Griffin could only give Dale Esty and Blanford $1,800 each for the primary and general elections combined. But Griffin's school board spending didn't stop there. He also gave more than $30,000 to a political action committee to elect the two. The state's new school board campaign finance limits don't apply to independent spending. The Great Seattle Schools PAC is not the first in the state to fund school board races, but it is the most well-funded. Campaign finance records show the PAC has now garnered more than $100,000 in donations, almost all from just a few people, including retired Microsoft executive Chris Larson and venture capitalist Nick Hanauer. Most of the PAC spending has been on the one close school board race, Dale Esty's against Sue Peters. That's in addition to the more than $100,000 Dale Esty's campaign has raised in direct contributions. That's about four times what Peters has raised.
If candidates can raise huge amounts of money and outspend their opponents 4-1, 10-1, we're losing democracy.
That's education historian Diane Ravitch, who writes best-selling books critiquing well-funded education reform efforts. Ravitch says school board races used to involve raising a few thousand dollars and some doorbelling. Now the business community increasingly bankrolls school board campaigns. Ravitch says she sees the education reforms those big contributors tend to support not meant to improve the schools so much as to privatize them, like supporting charter schools and increasing schools' dependence on expensive standardized tests and the curricula to match. Dale Esty says, on the contrary, her business backers have a vested interest in improving the city's education system to keep Seattle's economy strong.
Yes, I have taken some money from corporate contributions, businesses large and small. And you know what? A lot of people work in the private sector in this town, and we need to have a healthy private sector in order to have a healthy community.
Many of the biggest contributors to Dale Esty and her PAC also back other education reform efforts, including last year's initiative to legalize charter schools in Washington state. But Dale Esty says she doesn't share all of their views.
That doesn't mean that I'm in anyone's pocket. Frankly, I've been very clear about my position against charter schools, against Teach for America, in every single meeting I've had.
Dale Esty says Seattle schools should partner with business and nonprofits, but establish boundaries to prevent undue influence on district operations. Along with her major campaign contributions, Dale Esty points out that she has more donations of $100 or less than Peters has in total. But Peters says it can't be ignored who has spent the most to get her opponent elected to the school board.
You know, as Molly Ivins said, you got to dance with them what brung ya, and the people who are bringing my opponent are the corporate ed reform people.
Peters lacks the kind of financial support her opponent enjoys, but she has the support of Diane Ravitch, who endorsed Peters on Ravitch's popular blog. Peters' platform includes increasing community input in Seattle schools, cutting back on standardized tests, and improving the math curriculum. The extent to which major campaign contributions influence a candidate, once elected, tends to be murky. What is clear is that one year after the state passed a law to rein in spending on school board campaigns, there appears to be more money on the table than ever. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.